As the Torah begins to discuss the parasha of Kabbonis, the Pasuk says, Adam ki yakrim mekem korban l'Hashem, and the Rabban says that when somebody brings a korban, what he's supposed to be thinking is that whatever is happening to this animal should really be happening to the person who maybe did an aveira because of it did an aveira. He should be punished, but it's happening to the animal. But actually, as the Sfasemis points out, he says on the Pasuk later in our parasha, V'shachar oysa yerechem izbech tzfoyna lefnei Hashem, that just as Yitzchak was ready to go on to the Akedah and be ready to give up his life, l'shem Hashem, every thought a person brings a carbon or says the parasha of Kabbonis, says the Sfasemis, that's supposed to be our attitude. Our attitude is supposed to be how much we're ready to do l'shem Hashem to be mois and nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we know, the Gemara Masechet Brachos Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph teaches us on the words b'chol nafshecha that we say all the time when we say Krishma. The Rebbe Akiva said, afilo noitelas nafshecha. A person is supposed to be ready to give up everything, even his life, for the service of Hashem. As Rebbe Akiva in Masechet Brachos Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis teaches us, the Rebbe Akiva said, kol yomei ayisu mitzdara pasuk zeh. I was always thinking about this pasuk called nafshecha, afilo noitelas nafshecha, even if they were about to lose our life. Amati, and I always said, Mosa yodo liyodo vekamenu, when will I be able to fulfill this mitzvah? V'ach shebo liyodo liyakamenu, and now that I have the opportunity to do so, should I not do so? So a person, at least if you're not asked to, and we shouldn't give up our lives, but that's something we should be thinking about when we bring, when a person brings a carbon, when a person says Krishma, the person as showing how ready he is to do whatever is needed to be done, whatever is needed to be done, l'shem shemayim. And as I saw the Sefer Torah Ovis explains, the Pasuk says, Adam ki yakrev mikem. Adam ki yakrev mikem is that a person should give mikem. The point, the main point of bringing a carbon is mikem, that I'm ready to give up. I'm giving up my life. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Parakuf mem hey, Pasuk hey, a Pasuk we say every day, Sivroi al Hashem alekov, says the Zohar, don't pronounce it Sivroi. Sivroi means our hope in Hashem alekov, but with a sin. But the proper way to look at this pasuk is with a shin, shivrei alakov. A person is ready to be shover, a person is ready to break himself and break everything that is connected to himself in order to serve Hashem, to become close to Hashem. And in fact, the Zohar says that whenever a person says tachnun, and he does nefilas apayim and he puts down his head, he's supposed to be thinking as if he's no longer in this world, as if he gave back his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the virus that he unfortunately committed. And he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm ready to do everything to become close to you. There's an incredible story the Sefer Mital HaShemayim quotes. He quotes that the Divrei Chaim was most anxious to visit the Rishna Rebbe. And he went, and he did indeed go see him. And after he went to see him, he was traveling back to his city, Sanz, in Poland, and he stopped off in Krakow, where Shimon Seifer, the son of the Chassam Seifer, was the Rav, and he went to visit the Chassam, Rav Shimon Seifer. Rav Shimon Seifer asks him, the whole world knew how anxious you are to see the Rishna Rebbe, and that the anxiety and the excitement in going to see him was so great. And he asked, why were you so anxious to see him? And he said, there were two mountains that are famous in our history. HaMoriah, where the Akedah of Yitzchak took place, and Har Sinai, where the Torah was given. But we all know that the Beis HaMikdash was built actually on Har Moriah. And why was the Beis HaMikdash specifically built on Har Moriah versus being built on Har Sinai, the place where we received the Torah? And the Divrei Chaim answered, because Har Moriah was the place where Yitzchak Avinu, as we just said, was ready to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a place that a Jew is ready to show Mesiras Nefesh, there's nothing more special, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than person being able to give up his, ready to give up his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, when I look at the Rishna Rebbe, I look at a person who's ready to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because I see a person who's able and ready to do so, that's why I was so anxious to see him. And that's the lesson of the carbon. The carbon is a person who wants to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Carbon, the word karav, to become close, is the person that wants to become so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's ready to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person is ready to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's the person that is the person that we should value, respect, and emulate. The Noam Elimelech points out that that's why he says that when a person says the first pasuk of Krishma, we cover our eyes. And what are we supposed to be thinking about when we're covering our eyes? He says, what we're supposed to be thinking when we cover our eyes, he says, as if there's a huge fire in front of us, and I'm ready to jump into that fire. Yeah, I'm ready to jump into that fire, l'shem Hashem. And he says that that lesson goes back to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the person who said Krishma and was ready to give his life up l'shem Hashem. And he says that's what the pasuk says, v'yikrevu yamei Yisrael lomus. Yaakov Avinu was always ready to be leave the world l'shem Shemayim. Another very similar pshat that I saw from Menachem Mendel Mikosev, he says that when a person covers his eye, he's like blind. And we know that somebody who's blind, the Gemara says, is considered chsuma. Somebody who's blind is chosh v'kemes, is considered like he's not alive. I'm closing my eyes. I'm not here in the world anymore. I no longer exist because I'm ready to give up my life l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I saw, and he quotes the Sefer Metala Shemayim, an incredible statement that was made by Rabbi Yosef Yaivitz, who goes back to the time of the Inquisition. And he says that during the time of the Inquisition, he says, we find that there were some people who were prepared to be Maisa Nefesh, to give up their lives, but Chas V'Shalom not convert, not Chas V'Shalom abandon our religion. And there were people who were not that strong. He says, and when he tried to discover what was the difference between the people who were ready to give up their lives versus the people who were not ready to give up their lives, he found one interesting phenomenon. He says the people who were ready to give up their lives were people who were simple people. All they knew was that we have to serve Hashem under all circumstances. Whereas other people were individuals who were busy with philosophy, trying to think about what this is all about. And a person who is not able, the person who thinks and is not able to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances, that is not the person that was able to survive the difficult times. What is important is to be able to recognize Hashem in all circumstances. And Reb Chaim Volozhin makes an interesting point. He says it isn't necessarily the great people in Klal Yisrael who have this. He says every person in Klal Yisrael has this in our DNA. This is something that we inherited as being members of Klal Yisrael. He makes an interesting point. He says if we look in Pirkei Avos, it says in Pirkei Mishnah Gimel, Asar Nishonis Nasnasa Avram Avinu all of Hashalom Vamad Bekulam. Avram Avinu is called Avram Avinu. In the previous Mishnah, where the Mishnah speaks about Avram Avinu, it says Asar Doris Minoich for Avram. Why here does he say is he called Avram Avinu And there in the previous Mishnah, as he just called Avram, he says the Mishnah which speaks about the Nisyonis, the Mishnah where the Mishnah speaks about how Avram Avinu was ready to give up everything, was ready to be Maisa Nefesh. He jumped into the fire in the Kazdim to show and recognize his belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Mishnah calls Avram Avinu, because that Mishnah is trying to teach us that we are descendants of Avram Avinu. And that Mesiras Nefesh that Avram Avinu demonstrated is a Mesiras Nefesh that every Jew has as part of his makeup. And therefore, all of those Nisyonis that Avram passed, which are all the same concept of Mesiras Nefesh, is what we have to continue. And even if, unfortunately, we live in a time where we don't have a Kabbonis, but we have the Odom Kiyakar Mikem. In every act that we do, in every thing, and in the way we live our lives, if we live our lives in a way of being coming and trying to become closer to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And that is the person who's considered the true Yiras Shamayim. And that is the person who's the true Oyver Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects and wants from us in our lives in this world.